Latin America is in an uproar as chaos develops for Venezuela. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite the uncertainty this world offers, one thing is certain. Christ's love and hope perseveres. Ministries are constantly finding better ways to communicate this truth, whether it's over airwaves or through Bible translation. So let's get to unpacking these stories. And we'll begin today in Venezuela, where opposition leader Juan Guaido has captured the support of the Lima Group, a coalition of Latin American countries, as well as international backing for his claim to an interim presidency. Now, the sitting president, Nicolas Maduro, warns that civil war is possible if Guaido won't back down. It's a powder keg waiting for a match to light it. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz explains it this way.
What would be really a damaging situation, though, is where you have enough of the military would side with the opposition, and yet there'd be others that are still loyal to the president, Maduro, and then there would be some fighting.
So how does TWR's programming reflect what's going on? Well, it's tricky. They won't take sides on an issue, but they do acknowledge what's happening.
We try and direct our programming to emphasize what the Bible says about dealing with situations of crises, dealing with difficulty, dealing with governments and powers and authorities and such.
The next few days could see huge shifts in the landscape. People are perplexed, trying to cope, and they're open to spiritual conversations. For believers, pray that
as they speak and interact, that they would be bold in preaching the gospel or sharing their faith and telling others about what is giving them hope, what is giving them help in their lives.
Next, as radical Islam claims more and more followers, Christians in Muslim-dominated countries are hearing a wake-up call to share the gospel. Santoso, a speaker hosted by InterVarsity, is a Christian from Indonesia. Over the last 2 years, he's seen a definite shift in Christian-Muslim dynamics in his country.
But in the last 2 years, we are now seeing that Islam is getting more radical, and they try to make the politics combined with the religion. So they try to make like their agenda. Before they have the agenda in 2020, Indonesia becoming an Islamic country. But it's not happened, but they are still trying and getting bigger now.
Santoso explains that while the rising tide makes life as a Christian more difficult, it may not be bad for the church.
But the other things, it's also good for the Christian, because Christian in the last 10 years, we are so comfort. So because of the things that happen, we are saying always, because of the persecution, the Christianity will awake.
So pray that Christ would awaken his church in Indonesia to be bold in the face of persecution, and pray that they'd be willing to share their hope with their Muslim neighbors. And finally, have you heard of the Illuminations movement? Biblica's CEO, Jeff Morin, describes it as a radical opportunity for every language group to have God's word in their living language.
In the next 15 years, between where we sit today talking in 2033, there is a path set whereby every living language on the planet that is represents Bible-less people groups, Bible-less language communities, these are people who speak a language that don't have sufficient scripture, between now and 2033, every one of those, what we call Bible poverty for those language groups, will be eradicated.
Illuminations was born in 2010. And since then, the 10 largest Bible translation organizations have partnered together for this 2033 deadline. And they want you and your churches to join the cause.
I just see a movement of God in this work. I never want to use those words too cavalierly. But I think you can see the fingerprints of God moving in this, shaping this. Right now, churches and local organizations and individuals, but we're inviting even further expansion to come for either direct investment or just to come close and see what God's doing in this work.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.